Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Crosscutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on March 30th, 2017, during the Indie Code Conference here in Indianapolis, Indiana. My guest today is a lead software engineer for SCP, Jyotsna Raghuraman. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show with me. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
I grew up in India, and I have a degree not in computer science, but in chemical engineering. The way I moved into software is quite not a straightforward path. I did some research. I had got some advanced degrees in chemical engineering, and I did some research. And then when I moved to Indianapolis, that's when I taught myself computer programming, and then I interviewed at SCP, and that's where I have been for the last almost 20 years. So now I've moved completely into software.
So what brings you to the Indie Code Conference today?
It just seemed like a very interesting place, and I thought this was the right time to actually tell my story. I'm not the kind of person you'd see at SCP. I'm completely different. So I thought it's a good story to tell and to encourage other people to take chances.
Right, so you're speaking at the conference today.
Yes.
And you just finished your session. And I'm sorry I didn't get to see most of it. I kind of came in late. But I wanted to have you on the show because I thought the abstract was very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And so you talk about that your entry into development was unconventional. And you've already mentioned a couple of ways, but can you sort of elaborate on why you think it's an unconventional entry into software development?
As I mentioned earlier, I feel that I'm completely different from the average software developer at SCP. I'm not white, I'm not male. I wasn't a US citizen when I came into this country. That is, I'm not a native person from here. So I have so many differences. I feel that my entry not only is unconventional in that aspect, I also do not have a degree in computer science. So in all ways, I'm kind of different from the average person who would enter software. Another thing and another aspect of this is that I grew up with a lot of fears. So there were a lot of self-doubt in me, and then I got over that and I got into something that was completely different. So I thought there's a story there to tell and to encourage other people to also take chances. And there might be something there in places where they haven't imagined there is anything for them.
And I want to talk about fear a little bit later. You mentioned that you taught yourself coding, and that seems to be something that more people are doing these days. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the process you went through to teach yourself coding and how that worked out?
I just bought a book on C and C++, but first I have to step back a little bit. I did have a little experience in programming because during my research I would write programs in Fortran, but I never wrote them from the perspective of a software developer. I just wrote them from the perspective of a problem solver. I just needed to get to solve the problem. So my programs were probably terrible. But then I changed that perspective, and then I started learning the languages from a software developer perspective and understanding how to improve performance, how to structure them, how architecture is important. So I taught myself that over a period of time, and I have to actually be very grateful to SCP for giving me that learning experience, because they did not expect me to know everything. They taught me a lot of this that I have come to learn over the course of all these years. So I have to give them a lot of credit.
Okay. It's funny you mentioned that your programs were probably terrible. I think anybody who looks back on their code from 10, 20 years ago is going to think it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you wrote it to solve problems means that it wasn't terrible because it did solve your problems. So sometimes we're unfair on ourselves looking back in the past. Now, can you talk about why you wanted to switch careers in the first place and what sort of fears you had entering into the field of software engineering and computer programming?
there was always this unconscious, like in at the back of my mind, even when I was working on in chemical engineering, I always loved computers and solving problems and writing just small programs to do to solve those problems. So I guess at the back of my mind, I always loved programming, but I did not consciously think about that. So it seemed like a natural progression into software. But the fears that I had were that I was not good enough. I did not know enough, like as well. I was not trained in software. So I always compared myself to those people who were already trained and could just do things beautifully. So those were my inner fears and my self-doubt. I would say most of my issues were in my head. What I felt of myself, not what anybody told me or any discrimination or anything. It was everything in my head.
Yeah, and I think just sitting here with you now, I'm thinking about when I first got into podcasting, that I have a similar fear because I hear all these great podcasts out there, .NET Rocks and Hansel Minutes, and these guys have been podcasting for a long time. They're professionals. They're great at it. And so I'm comparing myself to them, saying, who am I to start a podcast? But you know what? I want to sit here and talk to people like Jyotsna and learn from them and interact with them and share their story with people. And so even if I'm not going to be as good as Hanselman or as popular as .NET Rocks, I still think I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And so you asked us during the session to write down our fears and how we've our fears that we've had, how we've overcome those fears. And I said public speaking was one of my fears that I've overcome. And I think now it's more of... it's the same sort of thing. It's not just fear of getting up in front of people, but fear of people rejecting me or ignoring me or things like that. And I think it really is, a big part of it is in our heads, that we build things up more than they really are.
Absolutely. I hear that all the time.
You are a lead engineer now at SCP. Can you talk about the progression that you've gone through to go from your entry into the field to being a lead engineer?
Because of my advanced degrees in chemical engineering, I think the goal was always for me to take a leadership role. In the beginning, it was very difficult for me because when I would get into teams, I would find that people would talk over me and they would, they always were very confident. And I felt that I lacked that confidence. But over a period of time, what I found that was the more I knew what I was doing, the more people respected me, and it just happened that I naturally progressed into the leadership roles. I did not have to do anything consciously, and it just happened that people then gave me more responsibility.
Do you think that's a good strategy for developers to maybe not pursue a lead, but sort of let it come to you?
I'm always one for organic development, organic growth. So I would say that's the best way to do it because that gives you happiness. It's not something that's thrust on you. But I have seen people who have also succeeded that way. So whatever works for you is what I would say.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, what does it mean to be a lead at SCP? What sort of things does that entail?
What it means is that you are given a project and you have to see it through to completion. We have project managers who bring projects into SCP, and then we have lead software engineers who then run the project to completion. So it's everything from requirements gathering to architecture, to delivery, to interfacing with the customer, and then to finally deliver the product.
Do you still do a lot of coding, and what sort of coding do you do?
I do a lot of coding, and I think I do that because I love it. I pick up complex tasks. I usually don't pick up the ones that can be easily solved. I pick up the more interesting ones is what I would say. The more complex, the more difficult.
The more fun ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So I pick up those and then I just solve those problems. And I leave the other work to other people.
So what type of coding do you do these days?
These days I'm into HTML and JavaScript. We are using React. But I've done a lot of work in C, C++, C#, Java, etc.
So I've asked a lot of previous guests about JavaScript frameworks because at this time there's so many of them out there and so many good ones. And so I often hear people talking about Angular and React. And can you just maybe give us your opinion on those frameworks? You know, which do you think is better, is promising? You know, what sort of features interest you about those frameworks?
I have experience in Angular and React and a little bit of jQuery and then just pure JavaScript. Earlier, we would just write these little scripts and we didn't have any framework or anything. And then suddenly Node.js came along and then we have all these beautiful frameworks. What I would say about all the frameworks is I really love React. It's very lightweight and it does the job beautifully. So I think React is my favorite. Angular.js does its job, but it's very heavy. It's a very opinionated framework and you have to really follow all its patterns. React is very lightweight, so I would really go with React.
Would you recommend then maybe React for people who are just getting into it and then maybe pursue Angular at a later time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest.
Before we go, is there anything you'd like to promote or any ways you'd like for people to be able to contact you?
Yes, absolutely. You can send me email at jyotsna@sep.com. That's jyotsna@sep.com. Or you can even see my blog at sep.com.
I will add those to the show notes at crosscuttingconcerns.com. My guest today has been Jyotsna Raghuraman. Thank you very much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
This has been the Crosscutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Rose 2017. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Audacity, Skype, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy the music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com to submit your name and idea. Entry into software development?
Okay.
Probably could have picked a better spot.